The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
The activity along the southern border is just starting to explode.
On September 18, 2023, the city of Eagle Pass, Texas, experienced a severe undocumented immigrant surge into the city from Mexico. Local state of disaster is hereby declared for the city of Eagle Pass, Texas.
Look at the numbers of people crossing into the United States.
We've never seen this before. This is not normal, and we shouldn't have to be going through a situation like this in the United States.
It has been a complete free-for-all out here in Eagle Pass. These people just show up at the river's edge. They walk down to the edge of the river. They get into the water. Then they cross over to the U.S. side. Non-stop groups, non-stop illegal crossings here. Border Patrol has been bringing buses in for the last 2 hours, trying to get them out and process them as fast as they can, and they're going to be expected to be released into the United States.
We have thousands of people coming in without one single consequence. It's just not fair. I think that this is unacceptable.
President Biden is to blame for the surge because he's created the perception that the border is open.
We put in place policies that process people in a fair and fast way. I've also directed my team to make a historic increase in the number of refugees admitted from Latin America.
They are predominantly single adult men filing into the country. A lot of them waving to our cameras, chanting Venezuela. Karine Jean-Pierre was up at the White House podium saying that their administration was, quote, stopping the flow. They're not.
We have taken actions. We have taken multiple actions. As you know, the president has taken action upon action to try and deal what is happening at the border. Historic action.
Joe Biden had his Border Patrol officers cut through that razor wire, and then they pulled the razor wire and suddenly let in hundreds, if not thousands, of people illegally into Texas, into the United States.
Guys, the port of entry is directly above these migrants. That shadow you see, that's the bridge. That's the port of entry. That's the legal way to do it. They're deciding to do it illegally. They don't want to wait for the paperwork. They don't want to wait for hearings. They don't want to wait for this or that. The bottom line, the migrants are not buying the Biden administration's threats of more consequences.
Are you kidding me? 472,000 Venezuelans just got temporary protected status so that they could work. And with that, they get social security numbers. And with that social security number, you know what they can do? They can get a license. And with that, then they can register to vote. This past month of September, and we're not even done yet, will be the highest number of illegals coming through the border. So the question is, why are we not enforcing the law? Joe Biden did everything he could to make sure that this country can be invaded, and we are being invaded. This is what he wants.
What do you call it here at the White House when 10,000 people illegally cross the border in a single day?
So what do you call it, Peter, when GOP puts forth no, you can't. I'm answering. Okay, we're going to move. No, we're moving on.
We're moving on. They certainly are moving on. This is, they're not even trying to conceal their nefarious plan to fundamentally transform the United States of America. They have opened the gates wide. And as you heard from Joe Biden himself, he said yesterday, he said the quiet part out loud. Yeah, we're expanding our operations to bring in as many from Central and South America as possible. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We certainly appreciate you joining us on today's show. You can get to the live video stream of this program at trumpetdaily.com every weekday morning at 11 a.m. in the Central Time Zone of the United States. Also, you can go over to the Rumble channel. Just search for the Trumpet Daily, or I think it's just /Trumpet Daily, and it takes you right to our channel. And that, too, has the live stream every weekday morning at 11. And you can also, of course, watch programs after the fact on both of those websites. If you're at Rumble, make sure that you leave us a thumbs up. Make sure that you leave some comments, some good comments. Those are always nice to see. It's nice to see the robust dialogue that's happening with each program as well. Not just on the Rumble channel, but also at LFA TV at Rumble. Every weekday evening, I think on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Central, but every other weeknight at 8 p.m. Central. And you can watch the replay of that day's Trumpet Daily. So as I say, they're not trying to conceal their intentions. This is all part of the dear leader's fundamental transformation of the United States. Welcome in the world. And they are coming from all over the world. This is from the New York Post just last night. It says illegal migrants aren't just overwhelming the border. More than 200,000 people from four countries have landed over the past year, according to data obtained by the Center for Immigration Studies through the Freedom of Information Act. It says here, in January, Biden's Department of Homeland Security began implementing the cornerstone of its current strategy, a series of new lawful pathways, measures, designed to decrease the historically high crowds at the southern border before they become a political problem. So basically what this article is saying is to cut down on the high crowd. And there's lots of large crowds at the moment at Eagle Pass and everywhere else. Arizona, I've got a story on that here in just a second as well. But this story says that the Biden, Joe Obama, is actually flying them in, flying them from countries abroad, and just landing them at airports instead of having them rush to the border, the southern border. It says DHS cajoles tens of thousands of intending illegal border crossers per month to instead go on the CBP One smartphone application and make an appointment with U.S. officials to land at land ports of entry instead of crossing illegally. So they just want to do everything they can to expedite the process, to put the stamp of legality on it, and to reduce the size of the crowds at the southern border, because they know, you see, the optics of that. It's not very good. After making an appointment, DHS invites these inadmissible aliens to walk over to the American side at the land ports, where U.S. Customs officials quickly parole them in allowing them to travel to a city of their choice in the nation's interior. So they get the free airline ticket. They get the smartphone. A lot of them get, you know, the $2,200 check. Just paying these illegals, paying them more in some cases than most people in the United States get for Social Security. People retiring on Social Security, these migrants are doing better than they are. Americans that have born and raised in America. It says here, but one of the least noticed, mysterious, and potentially most controversial of the new rechanneling programs that use the CBP One app allows migrants to take commercial passenger flights from foreign countries straight to their American cities of choice, flying right over the border and even over Mexico. So why make them get on the trains and travel up through Mexico? Let's just fly them in. This is the dear leader bringing about this fundamental transformation. I mean, it's all part of the plan. You heard, we'll play this again. It was in the opening montage there. But listen to Joe Biden yesterday, again, saying the quiet part out loud. Clip one.
We're significantly expanding legal pathways for entry so businesses can get the workers they need. Families don't have to wait for a decade to be together. I've also directed my team to make a historic increase in the number of refugees admitted from Latin America.
I'm not even sure he was supposed to say that, was he? Historic increases in the number of people coming in from Latin America. He wants to make it easier. So when KJP says that he's done more than any president to secure the border, it's important that you understand what she means by that. Border security, in their mind, is a borderless society. This is what they want. They want the whole world to come in. It's really unbelievable. They're not even, as I say, they're not even trying to hide it. Look at the damage. Look at the damage this Antiochus administration is causing to the United States. And as I say, it's all part of the plan. This was the dear leader yesterday, I believe in Ireland, talking to young people, telling them to stay angry. Listen to this clip, clip four.
So to all the young people out there, as well as those of you who consider yourselves young at heart, I want you to stay angry. I want you to stay frustrated. But channel that anger. Harness that frustration. Keep pushing harder and harder for more and more.
What a nasty human being he is. Now, he doesn't know God's truth. Some of it is ignorance, but a lot of it is a demonic-inspired attack on the United States of America. America is under attack, and that man is spearheading the attack. Barack Obama, all of that discussed in this book, America Under Attack. If you don't have a copy, make sure that you call our operators today and request your free copy, 1-866-930-3024. I mean, that isn't that. Stay angry. I mean, he's angry. He sounds like an angel of light. But that is an angry and bitter man. And he's also running his third term as we speak. No more borders for the United States of America. A borderless society. That New York Post piece, it says, Biden officials have rarely, if ever, spoken of this flight program in the year since implementing it. Perhaps mindful of the political outcry over the late-night ghost flights that DHS stealthily arranges to ferry migrant children into various airports. You know, every once in a while, the news will pick up stories like what happens at Martha's Vineyard or New York City, or if some of the migrants show up where Kamala Harris lives, and they'll blame it on those nasty Republicans that are just trying to lash out at the Democrats. In fact, Joe Obama's leading the way. He's flying these people in. He's flying right over the border. Planes full of migrants. Picking the U.S. city that they want to land in. How much longer can this go on? It says records show that between October 2022, so this is just a little less than a year ago, and to mid-September 2023, the administration approved a total of 221,000 Venezuelans, Haitians, Cubans, and Nicaraguans for travel mode air. 221,000 have come, forget the border, forget going underneath the overpass. Just get on a plane and pick your city. 221,000 since last October. That's right. It says, and recently the administration added Hondurans, El Salvadorans, and Guatemalans to the direct flight programs. So Eagles Pass, that gets all the news at the moment, just like the 15,000 Haitians got all the news 2 years ago. But it's coming in from everywhere. This is from the New York Post last week. The border crisis keeps getting more shocking with 9,100 migrants encountered in a single day this week, according to Border Patrol sources, close to the record-setting 10,000 a day figure experienced in May when Title 42 ended. So you got to end Title 42. You've got to open up the airports. Let them fly in so it's not too crowded at the border. And then as far as all the crowds at the border, I mean, cut through the razor wire and let them in. Let them in. This is their policy. This is their border security policy. It's to destroy the border. It's to create a borderless society. It's to let everyone in, just like Jeanine Pirro said. You see the game plan, start to finish, bring them in, Give him the handouts. Give him the ID like they did to 500,000 Venezuelans. Give them the ID so that they can get a job, then they get a Social Security number, and then if they get the Social Security number, then they're on their way to being automatically registered as a voter, particularly if you live in Pennsylvania. So easy. It says here, huge floodgates, which had been welded open in the Arizona border, allowing for migrants to simply walk into the country, are now closed. But the area is still being overwhelmed with asylum seekers crossing into the U.S. It says in a 24-hour period, 7,400 immigrants who crossed from Mexico into southern Arizona. This is Arizona. This is not Texas. Southern Arizona illegally surrendered to Border Patrol agents and were taken into custody. Another 1,700 turned up at ports of entry seeking asylum the same day, overwhelming the available resources and leading Border Patrol agents to have to release immigrants into the streets of Arizona towns. Catch, but then release. Obama made that popular. Catch and release. Catch them. Pretend like you've got some security services in place and then just let them go. Let them go. Pick the city of your choice. Pick your city and we'll help you get there and we'll pay you. This is from The Federalist. It's no accident the southern border is collapsing. It's intentional. More and more people are writing this. As I say, the fake president yesterday, he said the quiet part out loud. I'd be interested to see if that was actually on his teleprompter. We're actually making it easier. What did he say? We're significantly expanding legal pathways to entry so businesses can get the workers they need. You know, businesses want this. They need workers. So we're actually trying to replace Americans with this cheap labor. There you go. I mean, Tucker said that a year or two ago, and everybody cried out that he's a racist. There's a replacement program at work here, said Tucker. And people said Tucker's a racist for bringing it up. Joe Biden admitted it yesterday. Yeah, we need the cheap labor. The businesses want this. He says, I've directed my team to make historic increases in the number of refugees from Latin America. Does that sound like someone who wants to tighten up security at the border? He doesn't want a border. He doesn't want border security. He wants a borderless America. It's intentional. Says the scenes out of Eagle Pass, Texas, leave no doubt the actual policy of the Biden administration is uncontrolled mass illegal immigration. That's the policy. It refers to this video making the rounds on the internet by Louis C.K. I think he was on with Joe Rogan. And his statement, he's a comedian, so if he's joking or not, nevertheless, this statement pretty much sums up the way these globalists think. They don't want borders. Clip 3.
But my feeling is they should open it, the border, and just let everybody pour in. And then the answer, which is, well, then there'll be all these problems. Yes, there should be. It shouldn't be so great here, is what I'm saying, in America. It's not a good way to live in a gated community, you know? If you let folks pour in, like any other wave, it'll kind of slosh, and then things will be different. I don't know, what'll really happen? A bunch of people, will they just come with knives and start killing everybody? I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not for you. I bet he lives in a gated community. He doesn't want any gates or borders at the southern border of the U.S., but here's a guy saying, you know what, we really shouldn't have it so great here. It's the same sentiment that Barack Obama was traveling the world with his first term. As he went around, so what do you think about American exceptionalism? Well, you know, I like America just like I suppose Brits like Britain and Germans like Germany. In other words, we're just all the same. Never mind American exceptionalism. Never mind trying to make your country great, prosperous, powerful. Let's just lower the standard for everyone and then invite the whole world in. We shouldn't have it so good. How do you even explain that kind of self-hatred? A lot of people think that way. That's the true goal for these communist globalists, whatever you want to call them, is to just, it's to obliterate the border, the southern border of the United States, to invite the world in, and to destroy the nation from within. The Federalist says there's nothing special about America, according to this view that you just saw there from that comedian, and no reason the rest of the world should enjoy her ill-gotten riches. Opening the border is the least we could do for the cause of justice. See, we've got to hate ourselves. And we've committed so many grave injustices over the years, over the centuries, that this is, it's kind of like reparations. This is how you pay everybody back. Just let them come in. Just invite them all in. The Federalist says, whether it's a joke or not, the substance of what Louis C.K. articulates is the logical endpoint of leftist ideology. It's what the mainstream left actually believes, and the Biden administration has been actively working to accomplish at the southern border. This week, the border began collapsing completely in South Texas. Over 5 days, about 45,000 people illegally crossed the Rio Grande near the small town of Eagle Pass, Texas. Population 28,000. 28,000, this tiny little town. I mean, the mayor of that city, you heard him in the cold open there. He's a Democrat. He's a Democrat. He's there on the ground, and he says, this is not fair. It's not right. And there's lots of criminal elements in this crowd. They've got more refugees hanging around Eagle Pass than they have actual residents. Tens of thousands. Can you believe this? I mean, just try to... New York is complaining because of 100,000. Eagle Pass is a tiny little city, a border town. It's got 30 or 40,000 refugees. You can see why that for the longest time, the coastal elites just said, hey, we got to have compassion, just like Hochul, Governor Hochul said before she was overrun with over 100,000. But when you're a good ways away from it, you know, when you're shielded from the devastation, the catastrophe that your deranged policies bring about, it's so easy, isn't it, to just talk about compassion. Yeah, we've got to have compassion. Well, all these single men from Venezuela went into the country, let them in. Single military-aged men. Where are the women and children? If the nation they're fleeing from is in such horrible disorder, where are the women? Where are the children? It's a good question. You mean just the young men, the young 20-somethings men? That's right. They're streaming in and they're clapping. They're waving to the cameras. I'm from Venezuela. It's unbelievable. This is how a nation dies. This is a nation committing suicide. This is not compassion. What kind of compassion does this show ordinary Americans who've maybe worked 40 or 50 years and have paid into the Social Security system and they can't even get as much payment back in return as an illegal 25-year-old Venezuelan who just walks across the border, or maybe in some cases he flies right across the border. Gets the iPhone, gets the cash card, gets the hotel room, gets the free plane flight. It says here, Customs and Border Protection shut down two international bridges to deal with the crisis. The mayor of Eagle Pass, this is the Democrat, declared an emergency on Wednesday. The governor of Texas has pretty much done the same thing, but he, like you heard in the cold open, I mean, he's out there saying, yeah, we put up razor wire, but the feds came and cut it to create a pathway for citizenship, for all of these people to just come walking through, walking across the border. They found a dead body at Eagle Pass yesterday, just floating in the Rio Grande. I mean, this is a disaster on multiple levels. Compassion, right? There's a lot of compassion. No, I speak as a fool. This is the worst kind of hatred. This is pure evil. It says here, he told the New York Post that the surge of illegal immigrants. This is the Democrat mayor. Most of them single adult men from Venezuela has swamped the city's only migrant shelter. They only have one shelter. It's swamped now. It says many of them, says Salinas, the mayor, don't want to listen to instructions. Not all of them come in peace. Venezuela's just emptying out their insane asylums and their prisons. Hey, the gringo will take care of you. Get on the train. Get on the train. Move through Mexico and then just walk right across the border. They'll cut the razor wire for you. It says here, Bill Malugin of Fox News has been in Eagle Pass this week posting jaw-dropping videos and images of the influx, which sure enough consists of mostly single adult men. The lines stretch over the river and along both banks as far as the eye can see. Whatever you think of the border and U.S. immigration policy, this is shocking. You've got Mexican authorities over on the other side of the Rio Grande just basically standing there directing traffic. Here, this is the shallowest area that you can wade through. Be careful now. We don't want anybody to drown. But here you go. No help, no support. Look at what Donald Trump, he came in and they fought him every step of the way. He got 500 miles of a security fence in place. And by the end of his administration, because of threats that he made to the Mexican premier, he said, basically, if you don't give us help, we're not going to give you any funding for anything. So the Mexican authorities tightened up security. Obviously, DHS, the Border Security on the U.S. side, tightened up security. There were deportations. People were apprehended. But the whole way through, you see, Donald Trump had to fight. Just like he said to that reporter the other day, why do you fight me on border security? This is common sense. Every nation would say that we need borders. We need security at the border. But the regime media, they fight Donald Trump. The Communist Democrat Party, they fight Donald Trump. And guess what? Most in the Republican Party do the same thing. They fight him. They too want to open the borders, wide open borders for the whole world to come through. It says all of this recalls the mass encampment of some 15,000 Haitians under a bridge 2 years ago. It says here, notice how the illegal immigrants in Malugin's footage are walking calmly, not running, not trying to evade Border Patrol. They show every indication they believe they will not be detained for very long. He's right. Look at the footage. They're walking in their single file. You'd think if it's tight security, they'd get across the border and then they just scatter like roaches when you turn the light on in the middle of the night. But not so. In broad daylight, they're walking single file, these 25-year-old Venezuelans. They know that Joe Biden, and by that we mean the dear leader, they know that they've significantly expanded legal pathways to enter. They know, as Biden said yesterday, they know Joe Obama is making historic increases in the number of refugees from Latin America. They know. And so they just waltz right in, single file. It says here, and of course they're right, it's impossible for federal authorities to detain this many people arriving within such a short time frame. There's simply nowhere to put them. It says the vast majority of them will stay for good. This is not a mistake. This is not a mistake or a mishap. The unintended result of an ill-considered policy. This is intentional. Flooding the border with illegal immigrants is the actual policy. That's spot on. That's over at the Federalist. Listen again to the fake president yesterday, pretty much bragging about the protections that DHS is giving to young Venezuelan men. This is clip 2.
But the Secretary of Homeland Security can take extraordinary action. And yesterday, Given the poor conditions in Venezuela, Secretary Mayorkas announced temporary protection for hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans already in this country.
Yeah, the DHS secretary, he's got extraordinary power. And yesterday he gave this government ID to 500,000 Venezuelan men because, you know, of the conditions in Venezuela. Venezuela is a socialist state. It helps their socialist communist government there to empty out the prisons, don't have to pay for them anymore, to send the poor people up north to the United States where they can get their $2,200 checks. Run by a bunch of children, right? Isaiah chapter 3. Let me just read that to you. Isaiah 3. And I think it's verses 4 and 5. But this is what's happening. We're watching it play out. Verse 4 says, "And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. And the people shall be oppressed, everyone by another, and everyone by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable." It's talking about a childish mindset that sets in among our leaders. Look at the story today. I don't have time to get to it. Bob Menendez taking bribes. I think he had clothing and duffel bags full of actual gold bars and then clothing lined with packets of cash. He was accepting bribes as a sitting U.S. senator. And you know what? You know what the worst of it is? Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, makes Bob Menendez look like a petty thief, a pickpocket on the street by comparison. But this is Amos 6 corruption, just through and through. It's everywhere. Who hasn't been bought off? Play that clip if you have it, the one where that BlackRock employee talked about how easy it was to pay off a senator.
All of these financial institutions, they buy politicians. You can take this big ton of money, and then you can start to buy people.
I work for a company called BlackRock.
Meet Serge Varley, a recruiter at BlackRock.
Let me tell you, it's not through who's the president. It's who's controlling the wallet. So it's the,
and who's that?
The hedge funds, BlackRock, the banks. These guys are campaign financing. Yep, you can buy your candidates. And obviously we have the system in place. First there's the senators. And these guys are cheap. You got 10 grand, you can buy a senator. I can give you 500K right now. No questions asked.
Yeah.
I didn't do this. We're done.
Does like everybody do that? Does BlackRock do that?
Actually, it doesn't matter who wins.
You're so good.
They're my populist party.
Everybody does it. So easy, he says. It's so easy to buy off a senator. Well, there's quite a few countries lining up to buy off a vice president who is willing to sell the United States down the river in order to take in millions, 40 or 50 million that we know of to this point. And no one's been indicted. I'm kind of surprised that they even indicted Menendez. That guy has seemed like a shady politician. For years and years and years. Finally, they got someone for a bribery scheme working right there at Congress. Victor Davis Hanson, speaking of the border catastrophe, he says, our self-induced catastrophe at the border, self-induced. He writes, but how and why did the Biden administration destroy immigration law as we know it? The Trump administration's initial efforts to close the border had been continually obstructed by Congress, sabotaged by the administrative state, and stymied in the courts. Nonetheless, it had finally secured the border by 2020. Yet almost all its successful initiatives were immediately overturned in 2021. That's right when the fake administration was installed. The wall was abruptly stopped. Its projected trajectory canceled. The Obama-era disastrous catch-and-release policy of immigration non-enforcement was resurrected. prior successful pressure on Mexico's president to stop the deliberate export of its own citizens northward ceased. Federal Border Patrol officers were forced to stand down. But why did the Biden administration deliberately unleash the largest influx across the southern border in U.S. history? The largest in history. It says the ethnic chauvinists and Democratic Party elites needed new constituents given their increasingly unpopular agendas. See, ordinary Americans hate their agenda. So they've got to go out and get the Venezuelans in here to vote for socialism, to vote for communism. Is America under attack? So obvious. The criminal cartels now de facto run Mexico. An open border allows them to ship fentanyl northward, earn billions in profits, and kill nearly 100,000 Americans a year. Illegal immigrants pay cartels additional billions to facilitate their border crossings. It's just like the wild, wild west. All these cartels, all these gangs, they control the border. And the dear leader, he says, have at it. If you want to kill people, send in fentanyl. If you want to bring in children, get them in the human trafficking, sell them to perverts, well, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it all. Floating bodies on the Rio Grande, no problem. Do not forget American corporate employers, Victor Davis Hanson says. Record label non-participation followed the COVID lockdown. In reaction to the dearth of American workers, the hospitality, meatpacking, social service, healthcare, and farming industries were desperate to hire new and far cheaper labor. And they're getting it. Finally, he says here, human rights activists insist that the borders themselves are 19th century relics, and the global poor and oppressed thus have a human right to enter the affluent West by any means necessary. It's just like that comedian said, you know, we don't need it to be so good here. They understand what the Biden administration does not. No nation in history has survived once its borders were destroyed. Once its citizenship was rendered no different from mere residence, and once its neighbors with impunity undermined its sovereignty. No nation, he says, can survive this. Deuteronomy 28, let me just read a few verses to you before we cut away to a break. This is verse 43. It says, the stranger that is within you shall get up above you very high, and you shall come down very low. You know, we don't need it so good. We don't need to be at the peak of our power and prosperity. Let's just open the borders, unlimited immigration. And then, as the Bible says, the stranger can rise up high and you can settle into a low position. Why not? So much self-hatred. Prophesied. Verse 44 says, he shall lend to you and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Verse 45 continues. It says, moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and shall pursue you and overtake you till you be destroyed because you hearken not unto the voice of the Eternal your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. These prophecies and more are discussed in Herbert Armstrong's classic work on Bible prophecy, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. Yes, indeed, we are mentioned in Scripture. Bible prophecy has a lot to say about the future of our nations. If you haven't requested this by now, it's been around for decades. It's been mailed out to more than 6 million households worldwide. The United States and Britain in Prophecy, the 800 number, 1-866-930-3024. Verse 46 finally says, and they shall be upon you for a sign and for a wonder and upon your seed forever. Yes, indeed, we are identified in Bible prophecy. And you need to know where we, where the United States, where Great Britain, where they are mentioned in Bible prophecy. The sure word of Bible prophecy, I mean, it shows us the way. It tells us the outcome. As I say, request the United States and Britain in prophecy today. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. If you'd like to email the show, you can reach us at td@thetrumpet.com. My Twitter handle, by the way, it's @StephenFleury, Stephen with a PH. We will be right back.
One third of your Bible is prophecy, and 90% of it is for our time today. This is why, when you study Bible prophecy, you often read statements like, in that day, in the last days, and at the time of the end. Biblical prophecy is what makes the Bible so relevant to today, so essential to understanding our modern world. Most people, even in the world of religion, assume that nations like Britain, America, Germany, Russia, and China are not mentioned in Bible prophecy. But if prophecy is mainly for our time today, how could the Bible ignore some of the most powerful and prominent nations of today? The key to understanding prophecy is knowing the biblical identities of modern nations. Learn about these identities in Herbert W. Armstrong's book, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. In this book, you will learn about the astonishing identity of the American and British people in biblical prophecies. Request your free copy today, The United States and Britain in Prophecy.
In recent programs, we've been talking about conversion, converting to God's way of life, His way of thinking, to submit to God's laws, to submit to what's actually revealed in the Holy Bible, to follow or to be led by the Holy Spirit of God, God's power, God's life, God's mind, His way of thinking. This is from The God Family Vision, my father's book. He says, God wants to deepen our conversion. Knowledge is not conversion. It must be used, however, to produce conversion, to make us a part of the God family government. Knowledge alone, you see, is of no value. We've got to put it into action. We've got to use the knowledge of God and be led by the power of God. I'll get to that in just a second, Romans 8. Let me give you another quote. This is from something Mr. Armstrong wrote back in 1967. He said, "You are not converted, begotten of God, a real Christian, unless or until you have God's Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, dwelling in you." It says, on real repentance and believing, God promises to give you His Spirit. It begets you as His child. It opens your mind to understand His Word. It says, as a Christian, you start out on a different way, a different road, leading to everlasting life. It says, God's Spirit opens your understanding to know how to live by every word of the Bible. It's the way of God's law, it says here. It takes a divine love to fulfill His law, that is, to walk that way toward God's kingdom. It says God's Spirit is God's love, so God supplies you with the spiritual love to fulfill His law. His Spirit gives you Christ's faith necessary to walk that road, it says. It supplies you with spiritual power to walk that road. God gives you all the spiritual equipment to walk that road. Mr. Armstrong, as I said the other day, he wrote that powerful little booklet on conversion. It's also chapter 10 in The Incredible Human Potential. Just what do you mean, conversion? A lot of people, even in the world of traditional Christianity, are confused about this subject. A lot of Laodiceans who knew a lot about this subject became confused because of their spiritual lukewarmness. because they, so many of them anyway, fell away from God's truth. Romans 8, verse 5 says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." What are we going after? What are we chasing after? Those that chase after the things of the flesh, I mean, their minds are just set on fleshly things. But those that set their minds on the things above, like Colossians 3 and verse 2 says, they're setting their minds on spiritual things, God's kingdom. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." And then God will add all these physical things that you might desire as well. It's a question, in many ways, it's a question of priorities. What is our heart set on? What's most important? What do you consider to be most valuable? Verse 8 says, "So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." If we're just living according to the pulls of the flesh, we're not going to be pleasing God. Verse 9 says, "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." See, if God's Spirit dwells in your mind, then your attitude, your mindset will be submissive to God and his laws. You'll desire to obey the law of God if that Spirit is actively working in your thinking. 2 Timothy 1 says it's the Spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's the mind of God, the mind of Christ, Philippians 2:5. Actually thinking and behaving like Jesus Christ did? Is that possible? It is if you're deeply converted. Verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." You see, we have to be led by the Spirit. It's not going to pull us or drag us the way. We have to follow. Mr. Armstrong said in 1967, but here's the lesson. Be sure you understand, God's Spirit, which he gives you, will not pull you his way, will not push you, will not force you. God gives, by his loving grace, the spiritual equipment so you can walk his way. But God will not drive you or pull you. You yourself must make the decision to go God's way, and you yourself must set your will to go that way. My father has a great chapter in the Overcomer booklet about the will of God and human will. This is a quote from that book. It says, "We must be led and empowered by the Spirit of God, and through God's inspiration, the human will must choose to follow that Holy Spirit. The human will plays a key role in our building of character, because there would be no character without it. But we must be led and empowered by the Holy Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Verse 16, it says, "The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." It testifies jointly, another translation says. When the Spirit, when baptized, and after the laying on of hands, you receive the Spirit of God, that Spirit joins together with your human spirit, and thus begins the process then of conversion, converting to a God being when it's all said and done. Verse 7, just to back up, it said, well, let me just read this from the conversion booklet. And again, we can send you a free copy of that if you call our operators today, or the quote I just gave to you from the Overcomer booklet, powerful booklet, written by my father. But from the conversion booklet, it says here, "The Holy Spirit will open one's mind to understand God's instruction on how to live, but it will not force one to live God's way. It will not pull or push one. It says each Christian must take his own initiative, though God's Spirit will give him help, faith, and power. See, we've got to take initiative. We've got to go forward with bold and decisive action. We've got to set our human will in the direction of God and His way of life. Backing up to verse 7, it says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. I mean, just the natural way of the human mind, it goes according to the way of selfishness and sin. And of course, the more you go that way, I mean, it's a slippery slope. You look at the way it is in the swamp, these people getting caught up in bribery schemes, getting caught up in traitorous activity, traitorous behavior, selling out their country to line their own pockets. I mean, that's the way of human nature. This is the way we all want to go. We all want to be selfish. We all want to satisfy fleshly desires. But when God's Spirit joins together with your spirit, your human spirit, and if you're submissive, if you yield to that will of God in your life, that will bring on a miraculous transformation in the way you think, in the way you act, in your behavior overall. This is from, again, 1967. Mr. Armstrong says here, but, and understand this well, your old carnal self, this is after you convert to the truth. I mean, it is a process. And like I said the other day, it starts in the smallest possible way, a mustard seed beginning. But Mr. Armstrong says here, your old carnal self, your human nature will pull you the other way. The world, your worldly friends, worldly cares, interests, pleasures, these too will pull you. They will tug hard at you to pull you off of God's road. And so will Satan. That's why a lot of the times when you come into the church, I mean, you really have to sever some of those associations with worldly influences, because it's just so easy to revert back to those old bad habits. It says here, so what do you face? Three strong pulls, all pulling you away from Christ, pulling to get you off of God's way, trying to pull you away from that road that leads to everlasting life in God's kingdom. He went on, Mr. Armstrong did, to lament the fact that he had to just try to push the brethren of God so much because of their tendency to just let up, to become complacent, to become Laodicean. We, like Philippians 2:12, I read that the other day, we've got to really work out our own salvation. There's a lot of work involved in being a true Christian, in living God's way. But God, like Mr. Armstrong said in one of those other quotes I gave to you, God provides us with all of the spiritual equipment that we need to complete this miraculous transformation. That's all we have time for on today's show, unfortunately. You are listening or viewing the Trumpet Daily. This is Stephen Fleury. I'm glad you joined us for the week. Thanks for joining us on today's show. Thanks for joining us all week. And we'll see you next time.